This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Federal investigators have identified what killed two wolves brought to Colorado last January. One died in Rocky Mountain National Park after fighting a mountain lion. The other died in northwest Colorado after getting caught in a hunter's leg trap. Colorado Parks and Wildlife issues permits allowing people to set deadly traps to protect crops or livestock. They're often used to remove coyotes. The agency now says it suspended those permits statewide. Republican Representative Gabe Evans has made his grandfather's immigration story a key part of his support for tougher immigration enforcement. He argues people should follow the rules to immigrate to the United States. But CPR's Caitlin Kim reports historic documents complicate his account.
Colorado Newsline obtained records from the federal government that shows Evans' grandfather entered the country illegally from Mexico with his family at the age of five, and that deportation paperwork was filed against him as a teen. Evans says his focus is on how his grandfather eventually became a citizen.
I think I've always talked about doing it the right way, which is in reference to the fact that he joined the military, served his country, two Purple Hearts in World War II, fighting with Patton's Third Army in the Western Front. And as a result of that service, that's how he gained his citizenship.
The documents also show Evans' grandfather had an undated arrest for attempted burglary. Evans has said criminal arrests should be enough to bring someone to the attention of ICE. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There are a couple severe storms northeast of Denver with warnings in effect for wind and quarter-size hail around Fort Lupton, Hudson, and Keensburg through 5:30. This is CPR News.